We turn to Missouri now, where jury selection is wrapping up in the trial of Governor Eric Greitens. Greitens is facing allegations that he sexually and physically abused a woman and that he broke campaign finance rules. He's refused to step down despite growing calls for him to do so, and in response, the state legislature has called for a special session without the governor in order to decide whether to impeach him. Jason Rosenbaum is covering the story for St. Louis Public Radio. Thanks for joining me, Jason.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. So lots going on. Let's talk about the multiple inquiries into a number of allegations involving the governor. Where are we today?
Well, we're on the cusp of his first felony trial, where he is accused of felony invasion of privacy. And there's been a lot of twists and turns and conjecture and drama leading up to this point. But it really comes down to a simple question. Did Eric Greitens take a photo of a woman in a semi-nude state without this woman's consent and place it in a position to be accessed by a computer? That's the first trial. He's also facing a separate felony charge for using a fundraising list from a charity that he helped found without that group's consent and using that fundraising list for political purposes. So all this is happening, as you mentioned, while the legislature is mulling over impeachment. That process is expected to begin later this week, and it could stretch through the summer and possibly the early fall.
So we have a governor being accused of sexual abuse and also campaign finance violations. Let's be real. Which of these is actually the bigger priority for lawmakers? Which of these is actually triggering the impeachment movement?
Believe it or not, even though the first one involving the invasion of privacy is getting a lot more attention, the second charge may actually be the trigger to impeach him. And here's why. There is language in the Missouri Constitution that lays off a whole bunch of reasons why somebody is impeached, and it ends with the words "in office." Because the first charge happened before he even officially announced for governor, there's worry that it may not apply to impeachment hearings. The second charge, he signed a consent order with Missouri's Ethics Commission while he was governor that may turn out to be have many false aspects of it. So even though people are much more upset about the first one, the second one may actually have more heft to it where they can actually impeach him eventually.
Does Greitens have a defense? I mean, what is he saying so far?
For the first one, his attorneys have pointed out that prosecutors do not have the photo that they say Greitens took. And that's important because they have to prove that he took a photo of somebody in a semi-nude or nude state. They also don't have any hard evidence that he uploaded it to the cloud or put it on his computer, which is also important in that particular situation. For the second charge, though, Greitens has already admitted to that aforementioned ethics committee that he used this fundraising list for political purposes. And there's a lot more witnesses in that case that have testified under oath that he potentially broke the law here in that situation. So the first case, while again getting a lot of attention nationally, the second one may actually be easier for prosecutors to convict him on because there's potentially more evidence that they have.
Jason Rosenbaum is a political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.